Dios, Ramirez breathed. He stared at me for a moment. Never seen you like this. I started feeling the minor burns. The sun began turning Camp Kaboom into a giant cookie sheet that would sear away anything soft. Like what? Cold, he said finally. That's the only way to serve it up, I said. Cold. 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 I came back to myself. No more New Mexico. Dark. Cold. So cold that it burned. Chest tight. I was in the water. My chest hurt. I managed to look up. Sun shone down on fractured ice about 8 inches thick. It came back to me. The battle aboard the water beetle. The ghouls. The lake. The ice had broken and I had fallen through. I couldn't see far, and when the ghoul came through the water, swimming like a crocodile, its arms flat against its sides, it was close enough to touch. It spotted me at the same time and turned away. Never again. I reached out and grabbed onto the back of the jeans the ghoul still wore. It panicked, swimming fast, and dived down into the cold and dark, trying to scare me into letting go. I was aware that I had to breathe, and that I was already beginning to black out. I dismissed it as unimportant. This ghoul was never going to hurt anyone else, ever again, if I had to die to make sure of it. Everything started going dark. And then there was another pale shape in the water. Thomas, this time, shirtless, holding that crooked knife in his teeth. He closed on the ghoul, which writhed and twisted with such fear and desperation that it tore my weakening fingers loose from their grip. I drifted, feeling something cold wrap around my right wrist, feeling light coming closer, painfully bright. And then my face was out of the frozen water, and I sucked in a weak gasp of air. I felt a slender arm slip under my chin, and then I was being pulled through the water. Elaine. I'd recognize the touch of her skin to mine anywhere. We broke the surface, and she let out a gasp, then started pulling me toward the dock. With the help of Olivia and the other women, Elaine managed to get me up out of the lake. I fell to my side and lay there shivering violently, gasping down all the air I could. The world slowly began to return to its usual shape, but I was too tired to do anything about it. I don't know how much time went by, but the sirens were close by the time Thomas appeared and hauled himself out of the water. Go, Thomas said. Can he walk? Is he shot? No, Elaine said. It might be shock, I don't know. I think he hit his head on something. We can't stay here, Thomas said. I felt him pick me up and sling me over a shoulder. He did it as gently as such a thing can be done. Right, Elaine said. Come on. Everyone, keep up and don't get separated. I felt motion. My head hurt. A lot. I gotcha, Thomas said to me as he started walking. It's cool, Harry, he murmured. They're safe. We got everyone clear. I gotcha. My brother's word was good enough for me. I closed my eyes and stopped trying to keep track of things.